Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? My name's Vincent. I just had a few questions. I called through yesterday about asking to get a tune done with you guys.
Okay.
And the guy spoke to you mentioned that one of the options with the tune is you can get a club access port added as well. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit of having an access port if you guys are going to do the tune for me on the dyno?
Benefit is data logging in the future. So being able to see the live data from the ECU on the little screen,
yep,
as well as then being able to send data logs if the car's having hiccups. You can hit the record button and it'll do a little recording of the car's run through that issue. Then you can,
yep,
obviously bring the car here or send us the data log so we can have a look.
Okay. Is that mainly it?
There's a few benefits. Yeah, I would say that's probably the main benefits in my eyes.
Yep.
Okay.
With the tune that, so if I get it tuned by you guys on the dyno and I have,
yes,
the cob access, so yes, then does that tune go onto the cob access as well, or is that separate?
What do you mean, mate? Do you mean if we tune it on standalone software and then you want to put it on a cob later, can we migrate it over?
Yes.
No, you can't. Basically, no. Retuning, okay, again.
Okay.
You just need to choose the platform to start with.
Okay. Would you recommend getting? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit more expensive, but it gives you the flexibility later.
By flexibility later, you mean as in I can send the data to you guys?
You can send data. You can look at data logs. You can obviously monitor live engine condition on the screen for NOC. So if the car's,
yep,
having hiccups, once you start to learn some of the values, you'll understand what it's doing, which can,
yep,
help the diagnostic process, so in turn save you money in the future, as well,
yep,
as know what's going on with the car. If you move it,
yep,
to ethanol, you can have live ethanol content on that little display.
Yep.
So there's some cool benefits. Not to mention that if you decide to unmod the car later, you can pull it and sell it as a item on its own.
Yeah. So I actually found a secondhand access port that's unmarried.
Yeah. Yep, right. I don't recommend buying secondhand ones. Even though you can take it out and on sell it, is because you don't know what's happened to it before. Has it been sitting in the sun? So we've had guys buy them before, and then,
yep,
they flake out.
Okay.
Yep. So a new one is the right way to go, to be honest. But,
yep,
I mean, some people out there are looking for bargains, and there's nothing wrong sometimes with buying a secondhand one, provided it's been looked after. But more often than,
yep,
not, a lot of these will sit in on top of the dash, and then,
yep,
during summer, obviously like a mobile phone, the device doesn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's really useful to know. So one other question.
Yep.
I actually found you're talking about secondhand. I'm looking to buy a Rex cold air intake that's secondhand as well.
Yeah.
Would you see any issues getting a secondhand cold air intake? Like, as long as I can't imagine the... Yeah, so I've got a 2017 STI.
Yep.
Other than
having, you know, been butchered when someone's fitted it or damaging the intake, as in the filter,
yep,
or something. I mean, you might need a new filter, but no, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thanks.
All right,
thanks for your help.
No worries.
That's really easy. Thanks, man. Bye.